The 2020 bushfires devastated hectares of forests in regional areas across Queensland, and the wild weather and the pandemic exacerbated not only the environment, but Australians' mental health overall. When resident and program director at Wild Mountains, Liz Hills, thought about how she could contribute to her community after these events, a bushwalk helped to clarify her idea, and the project Trek to Reconnect was born. Along with her family, Ms. Hills will start a journey from the border rangers in Queensland up to Kalbarri in Western Australia to raise awareness about the environment to schools and regional communities. I started asking Liz Hills the aim of Wild Mountains and Trek to Reconnect.
So Wild Mountains is an environmental education centre, and it was founded by Richard and Susan Zoomers and a group of other like-minded individuals back in the 80s. Because they had a vision that education was the way towards a positive future. They had the vision that when people understand those systems of life on the planet, they're able to understand their place in it and make positive change and positive action. And that vision and that dream became an education centre that walks the talk. It's off-grid. It uses solar energy. We collect our own rainwater, process all our own organic waste. And we lead some great environmental education programs out of the centre. And at Wild Mountains in the 2019 fires, I got really worried. We had lots of burnt animals coming across the country, across the land. And I was really, the fires came really close to Wild Mountains. In fact, so close that we were asked to evacuate on several occasions. But from there, I had an idea, I had this inkling around what we need to do to look towards a positive future together. And moving then through COVID, I saw a lot of our students really struggle with how they were separated, they were isolated, they were disconnected. And finally, with our floods recently down in northern New South Wales, I saw friends lose houses. And all of that just really weighed on me heavily. And I decided that I needed to take a really big walk and I wanted to walk across the country, and lead the Trek to Reconnect, a nature pilgrimage across the country that stands on pillars of education, hope and action.
Now, you were mentioning as well that you plan to walk from Queensland up to WA. Besides, you know, doing all the walk and all that and going to different areas, what motivated you to plan this walking?
Well, I think that our regional and rural kids in particular, and regional and rural communities, they don't have a voice. They don't have the ability to share what they're thinking about what's happening on our planet. And sometimes Australia can seem like a very big place. And I wanted to be able to go and talk to a whole heap of young people, go and respectfully witness and cross country in a respectful manner with our First Nations people. I wanted to talk to a whole heap of farmers and find out what they're thinking. What do they think is happening on the planet? And what do they see in their positive future? And what do we need to do to be able to get there, I guess?
So with this project, what are some of the aspects you would like to share to schools and communities throughout your journey starting next year?
It's a big project and there are lots of people that are on board behind it. We've got our first three schools that are looking to participate with the Trek to Reconnect program alongside the walk. So there's a couple of things that we're offering schools. One is just a straight incursion, and an incursion is a fancy name for me going and visiting a school. And at the school, I'll talk to them about the Trek to Reconnect. I'll talk to them about the work that happens at Wild Mountains, and I'll invite them to participate in just a case study of food and where our food comes from, with those ideas around acting locally and thinking globally. And finally, we'll round out that incursion with an invitation to contribute to our national art collaboration, Reimagining the Future, where they will work through a guided process to create a positive vision board for the future.
Now, I understand that you are fundraising to get funds for the project. What are you needing for this project to happen?
So far, we've hit over halfway, so we've raised close to $45,000, which is very exciting. I feel so supported by my local community. But we need to make sure that we achieve another $15,000 so that we can purchase a towable camper trailer. And that is not something that I'll ever own. It's for the purposes of the trek.
That was Program Director at Well Mountains, Liz Hills. And for more information about the Trek to Reconnect project, you can go to our website at thewire.org.au.